Welcome to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. Straight talk, enthusiastic support, and heartfelt encouragement for you to open up to your sacred sexuality. And now your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Good morning. You are listening live to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Today is January 20th, 2014. And you're listening with Leslie Blackburn and her show, Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to talk with Leslie, please give us a call at 646-378-0378. And now I give you your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Hello. Hello, good morning. This is awesome. I'm so excited to be here. We are engaging in today a new episode of Sacred Sexuality, and I'm really excited to host and share. Each show includes meditations, discussion, education, and awareness on facets of our sexuality and consciousness that we often just don't get a chance to openly explore. So this is where we're going to slow way down with love and respect, and really honor our sexuality that's so often hidden in the shadows and let ourselves be who we are. These programs, I often include stories of my own past, meditations, explorations, and we're going to continue that today as we begin with a bit of a opening meditation, a slowing down and listening to our body. And we'll do that. Inviting your breath, your body to settle, inviting yourself to feel and be where you are in this moment and who you are. Simply noticing and connecting with your body, with your physical body. And as you settle in and notice, perhaps it's bringing awareness to what it feels like to breathe, the sensation to breathe, experience, the felt sense. What's it like to notice when you're breathing? What's the difference? How do you discern by sensations in your body the difference between inhales and exhales? Noticing that, noticing what it's like to really witness your body as a witness. Sensations of hot, cold, vibrations, tingles, buzz, movement, pulses, rhythm. And witnessing what it's like to really notice those. And then slowing down underneath those layers into noticing the other layers. And then within those layers, noticing perhaps other layers. And really starting to recognize that, wow, this sense of slowing down is really quite infinite. There's a whole journey of relaxation and slowing down that is a journey. An inquiry. And often that's what I'm inviting. Like, there are no right and wrong. There are no good and bad. There are no, oh, I'm doing it wrong kind of things, although we feel that. I feel that often. When I do, I take a moment to notice, wait, if I slow down, simply notice and be, that inquiry, that very moment of experience is incredibly valuable, all on its own, without naming any meaning to it. And that's new territory. So as you feel and notice your body and your breath, notice also your connection with the earth, through the ground, through the floor, through the feet, wherever you're connected, as a plug-in, as a, there we are, connected. The safety of the earth, the safety of connection with the world around us, with each other, that we are all connected. Letting ourselves trust that connection as support. And then from that support, also acknowledging, as we move upward through the body and reach our awareness up through the crown and into the heavens, into the sky, the spirit, the realm of the above, of the beyond, the mystery, spirit, or whatever resonates for you in that realm. But through our connection up through our energetic body to the beyond, we can allow and trust and invite in this sense of awe, this sense of love, and receiving divine love, presence, and essentially allowing ourselves to soar, to fly with the support of anchor, of ground, of body. That we use that downflow and ride and soar the currents of the upflow, with the balance of the two, where we might inquire. This little exploration, inviting yourself to now feel into your body once again. Notice the way perhaps your sit bones are connected if you're on, if you're good. And then taking a breath of gratitude for yourself, for taking time to slow down. A breath of gratitude. Gently bringing your awareness back in, opening your eyes, and delighting in being in a body. Whee! So that takes us to today's topic. And as we head into today, I'm excited to be sharing a topic that I'm calling the speed of sex. And what's it like to take a look at? Let's inquire within the speed of sex and maybe look at it a little bit differently. And this is kind of coming alive to me today for a few reasons. There's been some really interesting time and space openings that have happened for me over. We're heading out now. As I gaze out into the sky, I'm noticing beautiful flurry of snowflakes like falling from the sky. So lovely, like they're really beautiful. So here we are in January, and we're heading out of this dark time here in Michigan, in the northern hemisphere, of our winter solstice, and where the days went incredibly short and the darkness grew long, and now we're heading back into longer and longer days. And as that happens, it's a cycle for me that I notice over the solstice period where I go into this slowing way, way, way down experience. And in years past, I would resist that like crazy, you know, hyper engineering mode. And when I was in college and engineering school and go, 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 go. And I would, you know, the downtime, I was like, well, we can't just let that, you know, that's a waste of time. We got to, you know, catch up on all the things I couldn't do through the other time. And so I would be just in constant go mode. And then, frankly, often getting incredibly sick as a result, right at that point of the day slowing down or darkening. And those cycles would repeat pretty often, where I would just be flying at high speed and crash and burn because my body was just, frankly, just screaming and I wasn't listening. So this year and the past few, that has changed a bit, where I've really let myself trust what's it like to slow down. And that, even as I say that, let me not fool myself or anyone into thinking that that's easy. I still get nervous about it. I still go, really, universe? I need to slow down more? Are you kidding me? Like, I've been slowing down already. Certainly this is enough. And the more I do and the more I trust that, the more emerges, and especially more emerges as I start to spiral out of that stillness. So there's, like, these things that start to happen that are non-cognitive, hard to put intellectual word labels on. And yet I know in the core of my being are real and are happening. And as they do and I trust that, then it's like the seed that was planted and was germinating starts to sprout. And now I'm in that sprouting place where, like, wow, things are kind of coming out and new possibilities are opening that I hadn't expected. And I'm feeling right on the cusp of a really big, big shift. And more on that later. For now, I want to invite this today's topic, the seed of sex, and how it relates to that. So if we use an example of what we often see as examples of sexuality in our society, one of the most mainstream popular ways of accessing anything about sexuality is pornography. And the mainstream porn availability has a certain pattern to it that's all about fast, hard, and really, like, quick. Like, so bang, 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 really fast and hard, really intense, very goal-oriented, all about, like, build, 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 achieve, quote, get the money shot at, like, the fastest way possible. And so it's all about this really, like, entertainment quality of we got to grab people's attention and show them the stuff in a very short amount of time. And the reality is that is not the spectrum of sexuality in its fullest range. Now, so am I saying porn is bad? No. Am I saying porn can be incredibly misleading and really offer a pattern that's not sustainable? Yes. And often. Not always. And often. So while I'm not saying, you know, turn off the porn, what I am saying is I've worked with who's come to me in deep space of really wanting to learn more about possibility and their sexuality and really humbly just like, I didn't know how to learn otherwise, right? We aren't taught. Our society just really holds back around sharing around sexuality. So often the only mechanism they felt they had available to them was to watch porn to, quote, learn how to have sex. And this just kind of breaks my heart in some ways, and I get it. You know, I see that. And then I just think, wow, I feel called to this offer anyway. That there are other ways. So, yep, that's one way. And let's talk about what's it like to slow down and to look at our sexuality in a new way. The essence of, again, coming into our body and witnessing and slowing down just drastically our capacity to be present with what's happening. So now as we slow down and get in our bodies, now we can be present for the sensations we're feeling instead of driving past them or pushing forward into them in ways that we don't get to really experience stuff. It's like we're pushing them away faster than we can even be there. That makes any sense. So what's it like to slow it down? That's what I want to invite. So slowing way, way down. Now, does that mean that I can't be, you know, at some point in my energy, I can't be fiery and alive and intense and really building and exploring really fast, engaged, present energy with my lover? No, I'm not saying that at all. Actually, that's really amazing and powerful as well. Yet if we can come into it with a sense of witness and awareness in a different way, which I invite is really hard to do until we slow down to begin it, then we're still losing the experience of the now, and we're driving into the future of the something that I think is supposed to be. And if I'm driving towards that something I think is supposed to be all the time, or that one thing I know all the time, then I'm stopping myself from seeing that there's a whole other rainbow of possibilities, that there are, as I call it, more doors to be open in our orgasmic repertoire, or just in our sensory experience, or simply in our connection with our pleasure and our joy as an authentic being. That if I'm racing towards the only one I know, that one door, like I'm stroking in the way I know, or I'm, you know, engaging it in a sexual connection with my partner in that one way I know, and I'm really driving in that sort of fast, hard, get it over with fast experience, then that's only one door, it's only one thing I'm seeing. So if I slow down, I might notice, oh, there's a set of doors over here on the left. Oh my gosh, when I slow down and maybe I let myself enter one of those, there's a whole other set of doors down this hallway. oh my goodness, as I slow down, I rise up, I realize there's a whole other level with a whole series of hallways, all completely other set of doors. Oh my gosh, not only that, there's 10 more levels. Oh wow, there's another building with another whole sequence of possibilities. Yet, if I don't slow down and bring my awareness back into my body to notice the moment, how can I notice there's even a door there to be open? And I'm flying by it at 95 miles an hour, and there's no hope. And so as I say this, I also want to reiterate, this doesn't mean it takes away from the pleasure, from the sensory experience of yum. Like, actually, it expands and increases the pleasure and the sensory experience of yum. It takes that pressure off of our face, of that tension around, like, I'm building, I have to get there to that peak experience that I felt in my body and wondered, wow, like, if I look at myself right now, I don't look like I'm very comfortable. As I kind of witnessed myself in orgasmic pleasure at various times in my life, I could see how much tension my body was carrying trying to drive close to that point, that orgasmic thing I knew. So as we slow it down then, what I want to invite is maybe a new way. And I'll say, let's bring out the reset button. So let's reset what our sexual experience might look like. And this is an invitation, and again, it's an inquiry into what may it be for each of us. It's going to look different for each person. So as we, you know, press that reset button, slow down, and do, there are some practices that I want to invite that you can use to sort of do that reset of like, whoa, I can stop for a moment, I can look at this differently, and maybe follow a different path. Now, we'll talk a little bit about those exercises. Let me speak this. That's hard to do. It's hard enough to slow down in day-to-day life. It's hard enough to go, oh, I can take a breath in this moment, relax my body, notice that everything is tensed up and holding me, and really, I don't need to be that tense and sit in this moment. I can let the earth hold my weight. I don't need to. That's why I invite always these experiences like we shared at the beginning of the show. What's it like to breathe and slow down and get in the body? Here when we're in cool space, when we're in relatively cooler places. Because if we think that's difficult, imagine what it's like to start to shift it when we're starting to run very strong sexual energy. Sexual energy is powerful stuff. And it's the beauty of shifting this type of awareness in the hotter state, the power of shift is even, it's amped up that much more because there's that much more juice of fuel that's fueling this consciousness shift. So the possibilities are even more profound than when we're in those cool states of a seated meditation, for example. Now, seated meditation is also a really beautiful path and a wonderful support for deepening that sort of presencing in our sexual energy and sexual charge. Because again, it supports us in slowing down and listening to the body so that becomes this innate, it's like muscle memory. Like once we get that, then we can bring that into these more highly charged environments. So when I invite practicing these things that I will speak about often, and starting with simply slowing down for 5 breaths, getting our bare feet on the earth. My website under my FAQs, you know, at mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, I speak of what can I do to prepare for these practices of sacred sexuality. And so there's some links and things there, a blog and videos that I've shared that I recommend these basic tools of slowing down. And I think when some people look at that, they think, well, it's not sex. So how am I preparing if it's not sex? And My premise with that is that gives us the foundation that then we build on. We start to bring in other pieces to deepening that into our sexuality, where that's just, it's a more complicated, in that much more profound, like the profound, the results are amazing. Summarize it that way. Like, wow, when I can really bring my presence into that level of my life, it's amazing. Yet I couldn't personally bring that presence into that part of my life until I had started to really be in it in my day-to-day cool place, you know, in my self-practice of just walking on this planet. The more it opens up there, the more I can bring it into my sex and my sexuality and my connection and what I'll call, you know, sex in the bedroom sex. Because our sexual energy is that life force creativity that runs through us always. So it is always there. But I'll word it this way. The more overt sexuality that we describe as being in our sexual energy or with a partner or a lover, it is fundamentally, it starts with trusting it and then walking it into those places, I find. I think that that's an easier way to access it. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that after this short break, and we'll explore some of those practices that I'm inviting.
Hello, and thank you, Leslie. You're listening live with Leslie Blackburn and her show, Sacred Sexuality. If you would like to connect with Leslie, you can venture to her website, mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, where you can find all of her contact information. And if you would like to talk with Leslie today or ask her a question, you can call us at 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378, and then press the number 1. Now back to your host, Leslie Blackburn.
Yay! Thanks so much, Courtney. So here we are exploring the seed of sex and an invitation for perhaps noticing some shifts. I'm going to invite a few possibilities in that and a few perhaps practices to take with you of how you can start to make that shift. And it's a journey, again, it's an exploration, it's an inquiry into your own journey, what that looks like. Infinite. So some ideas, some things that I've explored with my partner that I found to be really beautifully powerful, and some of them opening up in surprising ways. It's not like I planned it out. Most recently, I'll share this really exquisite experience that opened up that frankly began with a bit of thinking in my lover and my partner. And we were resting together in a way where I could gaze into his eyes, and I was also gazing across his body in a way that I could see his lingam, his penis, and his eyes at the same time. And we were sharing this really sweet, connected touch. And the space opened up where there was simply stillness, where we were holding and connecting, and in a sexually charged space. So we were in a space where we had an erection, there was this sexual energy flowing with us, and yet, on the surface, we were very still. It looked as if we were simply connecting with eyes, and yet there was an energetic flow that was exquisite. And there was also, this was a fairly deep practice in that there's a nervousness, right? Seeing and gazing upon my partner's lingam and seeing and gazing upon his eyes, both of those can be filled with all sorts of charge, different emotional charge. We might be nervous about gazing upon our lover's body. We might be nervous about being gazed upon. There's this sense of, you know, I'm being judged, or oh, somebody's looking at me, I'm not good enough, or I don't like the way I look. So this territory that I'm describing is not simple. And for us, this opened up in this sweet way we didn't expect. We held it, and it was so exquisite what was moving through me. And it came back later as I was outside, interestingly enough, on my own in my barefoot on the earth practice, and I was noticing these snowflakes falling. And a snowflake landed on my mitten, and the section of this single snowflake, which had sat hexagonal shape, this beautifully formed crystal that was just perfection. And that as I gazed upon it, I could see just the infinite in it. And it had the same quality that I was sensing as I was gazing with my lover in this way. The quality of this infinite. Here we are now and always and now and everywhere and here. It was hard to put in words. But then another snowflake landed, and it was equally perfect in its own unique perfection, and it looked vastly different. The quality and the shape of that crystal was much more linear versus this one that had some rounded edges, and it was just interesting to see these two, and they were so intimate. And then they're falling all around me, and then I look down and see, you know, the billions and billions that are just around me in that moment, let alone everywhere. And it was like this infinitude opened up by letting myself go down and I noticed. And it brought me to tears, quite frankly. I was just literally in a place of awe of the infiniteness of being. And that had opened up in this connection with my love, with my partner, infinite, like, we don't have to do anything. We just are right here. And that awe has been quite inspiring. So if we rewind a little bit from that and just say, how can I even slow down? How can I even begin to invite this with myself or with a partner? And I'll say it starts with slow down and listen. Check in with your body. Maybe connect simply with eyes, and maybe it starts with your clothes on, right? It's pretty nervous. It can be pretty nerve-wracking, even when you think you want this, to be really presently nude with somebody in a room. And just start with your eyes. Connect with the eyes. What's it like to slow down and spend 5-10 minutes more simply noticing and opening scenes with a partner or with yourself in the mirror? And that doing it with yourself in the mirror is not just because, oh, bummer, I don't have a partner, so this is a fill-in for until I do. No, it's really the support that lets you begin to love being in your own body in a way that will magnetize that partner that you're seeking. So don't do it as a way of like, oh, frustrating, I don't have a partner right now, so I'll just do this practice because that's the only thing I have. It's do it with the delight of I get to be in my body and trust who I am in support of being in my fullness, whatever that may look like. So connecting with eyes, one practice I highly recommend. And then that can eventually unfurl and come into sexual practice so that it becomes your nude and your gazing, you're sitting cross-legged, connecting face-to-face with each other, perhaps taking that into some positions that intertwine the legs a little bit or have one person seated on top of another person's cross-legged. There's these wonderful ways you can bring that closeness and presence in progression. And even if you've been with a partner for forever, you know, like, oh, wow, I have this long-time partner, what I'm going to invite is reset. So press the reset button. Reset, even though you may have made love hundreds of times, rewind it. Come back to, let's hold space and not make contact. And now let's slowly start to bring present, aware eye gazing and connection and contact back in so that you're like, seeing what a beautiful being in my life shared recently was a sexual cleanse. The phrase sexual cleanse made so much sense to me. So I'll invite that here. That really by resetting, by coming back into like, I'm gonna bring it all to a halt. I'm gonna start over and I'm gonna come in really consciously with each small step and witness what emerges in that. It'll be edgy too. There'll be places in you that's like, why aren't this should be going faster? Just listen to those and witness them. But do that reset and start that cleanse that resets from the clear place now to really speak with clear communication and honesty, to reconnect with eyes, to now slowly start to bring layers of clothing off so that you're coming into maybe eye gazing with nudity without. And maybe over time, and this could be days, like you reset and start over. Each day bringing in one small new piece so that you're present to what you notice in each of those pieces instead of what we normally do is rush past them all so fast. We have no idea what our body just said. There's too too much information that just went right on through. Slowly resetting as a delight, not as a punishment. This isn't a punishment. This is a delight. Like, oh, I get to come back into new contact and meet myself and my lover all over again. Here's a practice that you can do that will give a sample of that without even bringing in another person. I call it chocolate tantra. And then when I've guided it in classes, I've gotten it back on what has emerged for them. So it's something you have to actually explore to witness what's happening. Because as I describe it, your brain will probably have a lot to say about it and maybe even like, oh, yeah, that's no big deal. I do that all the time. Or that's no big deal. I don't need to do it. Okay, if you're hearing that, fine. And what's it like to try it? And it's what I call, again, chocolate tantra. So take a piece, and you could do this. It could be raspberry tantra. It could be strawberry tantra. But take a berry or a piece of chocolate, really good, high-quality chocolate that doesn't have a lot of extra stuff in it. So look at the ingredients. It could have, like, cocoa, like cacao, maybe cocoa butter, maybe a little sugar, and that's about it. It has a bunch of other stuff. It's probably not what I'm suggesting for this. Something very natural. So maybe it's a berry, a raspberry, or a strawberry. And let yourself really start to come into relationships. So you're going to, over the course of like a good 10 to 15, 20 minutes, you're going to have this meeting, this experience of this berry or a piece of chocolate. And it starts with you're not popping it straight into your mouth. You're looking at it, gaze at it, see it. What's something new you hadn't seen before? As you look at a strawberry for the first, you know, again, you've probably seen a strawberry a million times. As you look at it new for the first time, what is something you didn't notice ever before? And then as you gaze at that for a bit, maybe it becomes a inhale it. What do you notice in the smell, like as you feel and smell it, as you feel the texture on your hand and the weight in your hand that like to notice that? And all of this is taking minutes. Minutes are going by, a lot faster than you am describing it at this time. As you feel the heft, and now you've seen it, you've breathed it in, what's it like to bring it to your lips and feel it against the lips without biting into it, without pushing it into the mouth, feel it laying against the lips? What's it like then to now bring, you know, maybe brush it across the front of the teeth, feel the way it moves and relates to different places on your body? As you do start to maybe bring tongue in contact, what do you notice there? Once you start to bite into or bring it into your mouth, perhaps whole before you're biting it, like listen, feel, relate to it with your whole mouth. What does the roof of your mouth learn different than your tongue learn? How does it feel? What are the different qualities of being with this berry in this moment? And then hear, as you hear, as your mouth is relating to, you hear the sound in the mouth. Listen to that. Feel. What's it like to hear and witness sound, smell, sensation of weight, quality of texture, color, here in the visual, smooth versus rough. All these things, it's taking a lot of time. It's a good 15-minute experience. To experience this, and then maybe it's eventually biting in, feeling deepness, feeling what that feels like as it drips down the throat, you know, and then letting yourself really relate to and delight with coming in contact with the berry or chocolate, you know, whatever it is. And notice, you notice something new. You will notice something new in your inquiry with this physical being. And then close it when it feels complete and you come to let it come into your body, let yourself delight in receiving it into your body. What's it like to hold that awareness of like, oh, gratitude, like, yes, please, come into and nourish my body. Things I bring into my body are literally giving me these little building blocks, the molecules and the cells of building myself, you know, to the pieces of that berry that break down and become access to the elemental pieces that we bring into our body construction that literally build ourselves and build our tissues. What's it like to go, wow, thank you. It's very, very. And then, yeah, give that gratitude and give yourself some space to sit and be with it. So that type of a practice that I spoke, you know, fairly quickly to can be quite extensive. And I invite you to feel it and then extend that into coming into a new, you know, when you click the reset button and now you're relating with a new way with your own body and with your partner to come back into a new, you know, like come apart and come back in. So as you do that, some other ways we can take that into our sexual practice. One thing is what I call a self-pleasure practice. And the self-pleasure practice is not your typical masturbation. It's really a new way of relating to your body, kind of in a similar way that I just described with the berry. So what's it like to slow down, reset, maybe light a candle and open a space for yourself so that you're holding the ritual intention, you know, dropping away distractions, and let yourself touch and come into contact with your body in a new way, breathe, listen, feel, notice movement and fluidity. Touch your toes, your feet, back to your thighs. Stroke the neck. Bring your scalp, your hair. And notice these different sensory experiences of not only the way your fingers are touching, but the way as you're touching, say, a forearm, what's it like that your forearm is feeling the sensory quality of your fingers? So feeling the touch from both directions. So there's, again, this can be this strong, exquisite inquiry practice of self-touch, that you're touching your body in a whole new way, not even touching genitals for the first, I'm going to call this a half an hour exploration. And that first 15 minutes, you're not even touching your genitals. You're simply touching your body in a new way, witnessing the curve, the shape, the texture, loving your body, places where you don't feel so much love for your body, and just witnessing that, holding it, like, oh, you know, kind of rushing past the spot because I don't like it. What's it like to hold there and take a breath and give a little love to the spot? Look at it differently. See it from a different perspective. And so that slowed down place then, from there you're inviting and cultivating arousal and desire from within and letting yourself really witness what starts to brew. So you may notice that, and you may notice the charge starts filled, and eventually, like I said, about 15 minutes in, or however long feels good, you can start to make contact, nipples, genitals, and witness what does that feel like. So notice, are you doing it a familiar way? Is there the one way, you have a certain hand that strokes or touches you in a certain way? Don't do that at first. Do it another way. Touch another way. Touch the areas of your genitals, the full spectrum of how our genitalia and our roots. It's structured, like explore it. Our root, we have huge, you know, this huge area of our pelvis and the inquiry into our pelvis, which is our root and our V-shape that plug into the earth. There's a whole territory there of how sexual energy can run through and up into our body through the tailbone, the costidial plexus, the anus, the rectum, perineal area, the vagina or yoni opening, or in the case of male bodies, there's an area in the scrotum, and then the clitoris or the penis, the tip of the lingam. These five gates all have ways that run energy through our body. So like to learn about them inside, or you know, with our awareness in the musculature coming into contact. Witness them in a new way. That's huge territory. So then maybe as you explore cultivating this from within, this is different than, like, say, watching porn or reading erotica or looking at pictures. Not that any of those things are bad, again, but set that aside for this practice. Let this be something that is self-inquiry. Like, oh, I'm going within to learn about myself and to allow this naturally innate physical being that I am to be heard. And to delight in that energetic flow that I can open to receive if I choose. And that my body can actually allow that charge and that flow through, and then it can have nothing to do with anything outside me. It's opening to receive that divine merge. And it can be exquisitely orgasmic. Just maybe look different or feel different than the one time you know. So trust that there are many kinds of ways that energy flows through the body. And the more you explore new ways, the more you might find you would really love to explore even more new ways. So pretty amazing. So that self-pleasure practice then, allowing that to culminate in whatever way. Maybe it is to release in an orgasm or an ejaculation. Maybe it is simply to hold and let energy in your own body and let that congeal and carry it with you. There are practices for all this that are a little bit of a deeper inquiry. I'll just plant that seed for now. And just delight in what you notice. And then walk in your day and see what it feels like. That's what I'll call self-pleasure practice. There's a similar practice with sensate, what I call it, with a couple that I would invite, where you can really deeply let go into quality of touch. This is something I call sensate focus. One of my teachers shared it with me. And that sensate focus practice, you let go into one of the three people, however partners are exploring this, but one person gets to let go into completely receiving. You don't have to worry about doing anything. It's not about having to touch or please their partner. They get to completely doing nothing and receiving. But and when they're receiving, it's about them. Their partner gets to let go into fully giving, not worrying about having their partner touch them. They just get to be exquisitely present with their partner and give the gift of touch and of love. And I invite that sensate focus practice in the beginning. It starts with actually no genital touch at all. Doing it, this is part of the reset button. Simply touch the full body. Delight in the experience of touching the full body. And then listen. Let that energy flow. Yet you don't have to hold it back from being present and alive, but it's also not about forcing something. You know, it's not trying to make your partner aroused. It's not simply exploring and touching. Checking in on what feels good. Different ways of stroking in areas of the body. So again, that can be like a half hour practice, maybe 15 minutes of the receiving partner on their belly and then 15 minutes of the receiving partner on their back is one idea. Create those containers, the containers I'm describing, that I'm naming, like holding a boundary around, like, let's not make genital contact for this exploration, or let's hold space of simply eye gazing without contact. The reason I name these containers is that it's the container that supports the change, container that supports the freedom to be fully in it. We are unsure about what those edges are. We contract, or it gets awkward, or mucky, or murky, or muddy. So create a clear container, like, I would like to explore this with you. And then use the answer, yes or no, together on how you'd like to explore. So creating that container is not a restriction. It is not holding you back. It is what is supporting new levels of freedom in your body that are blissful beyond measure as they open up. So those were a couple of practices. We talked about what I call chocolate or berry tantra. We talked about a little bit about self-pleasure, a little bit about sensate focus. I want to also describe one other practice that my partner and I love to enjoy occasionally as a little bit of a more fluid way to explore new wine. As I do, I'm reminded, let me plant this as well. There's a tool that I call simply hold, hold and breathe. So as you explore anything, when you're in the deepest, fiery sexual energy and there's something that feels like, whoa, this is too much, but I'm not sure how to shift it or change it because we're so in it right now, bring out the hold, please. And just say with your lover or with yourself, let's take a breath and hold here. Literally hold and breathe. Hold still. You don't have to pull apart or shift away, unless that is where the breath guides you to. But first, just simply hold. Stop the motion. Stop the activity and notice so that you can start to follow the energy. That is a powerful tool. Simple. Powerful. Consider it always available in your toolkit. So back to then the story of what my partner and I will sometimes share, and I will share this as one more possibility, is what we call plugging in. And so what we've realized over time, this sort of organically happened, while in my old I had some old relationships that were more, I'll call them more traditionally mainstream. I was even in a very heterosexual relationship at one point. And I view myself as in an omnisexual place at this point in my life. But back then, it was, you know, I was in this relationship. And so we would engage in sex in the way of like, well, you know, do you want to have sex tonight? Like, so it's kind of like checking in ahead of time, or someone would maybe want to initiate, and then it was kind of a yes, no to the other person. So it was either yes sex or no sex. And what I want to invite is there's a whole rainbow. And if we can let ourselves follow the energy, whole new things open up. Just plug in. When we started to just plug in, like, ooh, could you plug in? Plug in for us means one of a couple things. Maybe it's simply resting his lingam against my yoni as we're, say, in a spoon position in bed, and just witnessing what the energy wants to do. Where do we both feel? And so even if it feels like, yeah, I'm not so sure I'm really wanting to get into a big making love experience tonight, that plug-in place of just holding together, sure, absolutely, that feels wonderful. And then sometimes as the energy may simply go, oh, yeah, that's lovely. And we just want to maybe just off the page. Maybe it's some breaths of running energy together, and the current just feels delightful and vibrant, and that's exactly what we were looking for with that moment of connection. And now, again, it just feels complete. Our plug-in might look like him slipping inside me so that his brain is inside my own. And there are soft penetration ways and techniques to do that, and also can happen with an erection. And so now we're plugged in a little more directly. And again, we'll breathe together. Oh, how does this feel? Where does this lead us? Let's follow the energy. Does it feel like it wants to be charged up and move into something more active? Maybe. Maybe it doesn't. Or maybe it does for a while and then it shifts. So it's following the energy, which is a much more fluid approach to, are we going to have sex or not? Like, that you have to plan it ahead of time. Like, yes, no. That's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure for, oh, I need to plan it, so I'm going to be on. Or, oh, I don't want it, or my partner doesn't want it, so I need to be off. Like, why do we put that much pressure on ourselves? And that territory is a little more difficult to navigate. So, again, I invite rewind, reset, start to come in consciously with new connections with our partner. And then these pieces can start to open up. These communication skills and the capacity to speak for and ask for what you need open up. And that it becomes not about picking at each other energetically, or like, you know, in that energetic drama kind of way of do little power plays with our partners sometimes. Like, I can speak from my own experience on that of like either guilting somebody into it or feeling guilted into it, this sort of thing. It erases, you know, erase all that. Come in and go, this is what I'm noticing. And take the pressure off of putting these triggers back and forth on each other. So this, all these tools, I so encourage, sit with maybe introducing one of them, maybe exploring one of them. And heck, reach out if you do, if you have questions about it. I'd love to hear from you, please. Let me know how it goes as you explore these things. And with that, I'm going to take a short break. And then come back as we do a little bit of work.
Thank you, Leslie, and thank you for joining us today. You are listening live to Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn. If you would like to contact Leslie, please venture to mysteryschoolofthetemplearts.com, where you can find all of her contact information. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop, available on CD. Have you wanted to attend a class but were a little nervous about the group setting? Explore a live Tantric Energy Touch class in the comfort of your home with a partner or by yourself with this audio CD. Order online, see the website. Tantric Energy Touch Workshop on CD, a guided, practical introduction to exploring energy through breath, sound, movement, visualization, and touch. The 2014-2015 Mystery School Year of Sacred Sexuality classes are underway. Consider joining us for Sacred Sexuality, Creating Your Blissful Life Weekend Workshop on February 21st and 22nd. Sign up by January 21st, tomorrow, for 10% off the tuition. See the calendar under offerings for dates and details and to register. The best way to get announcements about upcoming classes is to subscribe to the email newsletter, about 1 to 2 per month, link available under contact at the website. Join us at the next Temple Community Gathering, Sunday, January 25th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Curious about Mystery School of the Temple Arts offerings, but not sure where to start? Join us at a Temple Gathering. This is a regular gathering for seekers at Mystery School of the Temple Arts, getting a chance to connect and discuss openly on sexuality, tantra, consciousness, spirituality, and more. After an opening meditation, we hold a sacred circle, creating a safe space to share and ask questions on intimate topics you didn't think you could talk about. Such a beautiful group forms each time, and we love seeing how spirit guides us together. The gathering is free of charge. Donations to support the Temple are welcome and not required. Please contact Leslie to RSVP and for location details. More information is available at the website under offerings. And now back to your host, Leslie Backburn.
Yay. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you all for joining in, whether you're listening live, listening to the archive, take a moment to really open and invite a bit of a possibility. Know and feel in your body, trust the flow, trust energy flow. Trust the valleys in our sexual energy. We can move through peaks with powerful, vibrant, intense energy. Allow them to shift into valleys of exquisite, wide, present, static awareness. Yet when you trust that valley, it doesn't go away. It's not over. The building, the place of potency, is readying again to build even higher. So if we only think there's the one peak, and we're racing hard to that one peak, and we're building and moving, and it's fast, and it's uncomfortable sometimes, slow down, take a breath, bring out the tool, hold, please, and breathe. Trust the valley as the energy flows and spreads in the body. Maybe learn to feel conscious ways to do that. Trust the body. And then allow that, as I trust this valley, the next bit opens. Yes, there's a new piece. Yes, there's a new set of doorways, a new set of hallways. Build and let yourself rise up again into that new piece. Feel it in your body. Allow the energy to flow through your body. Allow yourself to spread, to trust the relaxation, to trust letting the valley open. And then noticing the potency as it goes again as you may build, flow, invite that intensity to build once again. These peaks and valleys for energy, is it? So often we don't let ourselves trust the first peak. Allow yourself to trust the flow. Trust the stillness, not open. Speak it with your partner, trust together. If you can feel weird and awkward, press the reset button. I invite you to, as an exploration, an inquiry, a what if you notice the possibility. Trust in your body, trust in yourself, and allow yourself to experience whole new ways of being and living, whole new ways of delighting in special energy. Gratitude.
For joining us live today with Leslie Blackburn. And Leslie is also a thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
Join us again next time for continued support on your path of self-realization. The power is within you to heal your body, connect deeply with others, manifest your heart's desires, and experience your deepest bliss. By our healing, we impact others, inspiring love for humanity and the planet. Thank you for joining us for Sacred Sexuality with Leslie Blackburn.